Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Cowler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still hasn't done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
Sis.
KC2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI, good evening.
Okay, well, we'll start at the top. N2PFM, George, how's your day today?
Oh, good evening, everyone. That temperature here of 40 degrees, that's showing it's on its way down. Supposed to get some frost tonight, I understand. At a high today of 55, we had a little bit of sun, but mostly clouds and more rain than sun. Did get some wood splitting in, but the wood splitter float took on water. Had to get another one put it in. That one took on water also, and there's still some to split yet. A little split stuff we got in and stacked now. So that's about what's been going on here. So we'll say God bless and 73s. This is N2PFM and I'll be clear.
Okay, George. I think the 40 degrees was pretty well spread all around the area. We had pretty much the same thing all day. I think it climbed to 42 maybe at the high point. But right now it's down to 38 here, so yeah, it's one of those things that we're going to have for a while. I think temperature's going to be dropping, cloudy and a little bit of rain here and there. All right, well, we'll down the line to KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening, Bill and George, and I think I heard Pete out there too. We're up here at camp. It's 38 here, so we're tied with you there, Bill. And it is chilly out. We got the wood stove going here, and we got a fire going out in the fire pit outside. My sons are up here this weekend. We have the youth hut, which is New York State has from Saturday till the end of Columbus Day every year. And the youth get to be able to take, us 14 and 15-year-olds can take either sex of deer for the weekend. And So we didn't get much hunting in today because we got up here late today, but we're planning on getting them set up here in the morning and letting them hunt here tomorrow and Monday, and hopefully they'll get lucky. Still a lot of leaves on the trees up here. The beech trees are still holding on to their leaves as usual. All the maples have lost their leaves, but the beech and all the other little trees like that all yellowed up, but they're holding on to their leaves until that first snow snaps them off. And anyway, we had a good dinner up here tonight, and we're looking forward to having a fun couple of days up here. This is what camp's all about, and we have a full charge here on the solar panel batteries. I hope George got some charge in there at some point today up on his. I know last night he said he was almost empty, and we're supposed to get some sun tomorrow, so that should alleviate any of that. Anyway, that's about all I have to report, so we'll turn it back over to you there, Bill, and I hope you guys are staying warm up there on the lake. KD2AIT, clear and listening now.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, that 38, I'll tell you what, is probably going to be dropping. I know Georgia said, I guess we're expected to get a freeze tonight, and good possibility. It was close when I got up this morning at 5. I think we had 34, so I would imagine a couple more degrees and gonna be right down there. But, well, at least it gives the young ones an opportunity to get up at camp there with you and enjoy the weekend. Drop my pencil here. I had to find it for a second. But anyway, make a nice weekend, stay warm by the fire, and it just doesn't matter if it rains a little bit that way. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. 73 to everyone. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI, well, busy day today. I got some things done I wanted to, some things I didn't plan, and I didn't get a lot of some of the things I really should have gotten done, but boy, they're just, I'm just going through stuff here on these kind of crummy days, and I didn't get outside at the end of the day. I ran the lawnmower in the front and just chopped up the leaves and trimmed the grass a little bit. Took my little weed whacker there. It's really not a weed whacker. It doesn't do much more than cut the grass on the, you know, trim. It's just a real, really lightweight, you know, little motor thing that can cut blades of grass, and anything that's much more substantial that won't go through. I've had it ever since I had a townhouse back in Syracuse in the late 80s and early 90s, you know. It was just basically a trim the edge of the grass kind of thing. So one of these days I've got a little bigger one, I guess, but it works. And little bit of ham radio today, playing around, learning more and more about digital modes. And right now I'm just kind of surfing the net to see what might be out there for already designed and built or as a kit, I'm thinking. QRP, maybe 10 watts. Not real low power. I want a little power, but single. What I was thinking is a single band, and this is a single band transceiver that operates whatever band you want. It will all be upper sideband for the data modes, and it almost wouldn't have to be tunable. It could be a crystal controlled radio, because on the digital modes, particularly PSK31, in your normal 2.5 kilohertz bandwidth, you know, there's a piles of signals. So you could build a really simple transceiver, basically it wouldn't have to be tunable, because you're kind of tuning on the computer by selecting what signal you want. Maybe you might have like two crystals so that you could go up 5 kilohertz or something. But other than that, you wouldn't need much. You wouldn't need any real noise reduction. You wouldn't need, you know, a lot of the stuff that you would be using if you were really using it for voice. Just for data. And boy, it seems like you could make one of those pretty cheap. But so far, I found most of the little things are the cheapy ones. Like the $100 range, or like our CW stuff. Somebody's got to make one, or maybe I got to, you know, I had nothing better to do but, you know, to dig out, you know, dig real deep into the memory banks and the books and the state-of-the-art data that I don't know because I haven't been doing it. Could probably design and build one. Somebody's got.
Well, I think you lost me on a good deal of that, Pete. I know you and Dennis were talking about it, I think, yesterday, and it really does sound interesting and something I don't know. I don't think I've got the technology or the capability of that anymore. I used to get into winding coils and doing a variety of things years ago, but I don't know about the solid-state stuff, and, you know, there again, that's... I guess you really need to get back into the electronics for that. For me, anyway, it's been a long time away from it. But really does sound interesting, and I know there's a lot of possibility to it. Very good. Yeah, there's more opportunity there for somebody to experiment a little bit, and like you say, have a lot of fun with new things to do. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll take a shot and see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5ALW, looking for check-ins. Well, I basically did probably somewhat like you did, Pete. I had things I wanted to do, didn't get those done. Did a few other things. Kind of took up with the weather and rolled around the way the weather allowed and get a few things done that I didn't expect to. But it was a nice day overall anyway. They all are. I got to relax a bit in the house and did some cooking. Made some spaghetti sauce, and that's what we had for dinner. Did a few other things and then sat and relaxed and watched a movie. So that worked out pretty good. Worked some 40 meters, you know, this afternoon for a little while. Made some nice contacts there and pretty much wrapped it up at that point. So, that was it for me. Anyone else would like to check in? I'll make another call. This is N5ALW. Okay, are there any comments or queries? One late check-ins at this time.
Yeah, KC2WI, well, yeah, I don't know. I just don't have the time to be doing, you know, design and building anything too extensive. But it would be cool. I don't need anything, but I, you know, would be kind of neat to have maybe a dedicated little setup there, just listening on maybe 10 megahertz or something. But the SL Digi part of it is, if you use a computer and you've installed a program, you know, if you're good enough to be able to figure out how to install a program and, you know, point and click and do simple sort of configuration things, then SL Digi is really easy. And like I said, for receiving, you just take your computer's microphone, stick it by the radio speaker, and it doesn't matter what radio, you know, wherever somebody's sending. It could be 2 meters FM, it could be, you know, 40 meters, it could be, heck, you could send, two people on a telephone could send back and forth with the thing, you know. In fact, we're going to do a workshop down in Lake Pleasant on October 25th. I may do another one at the club meeting before that. And when I do that, we're not going to bother with radios at all. We're just going to have a couple of laptops, you know, sitting where they can hear each other and send and receive it. Because the radio, all it really does in most of these modes is carry the audio. And, you know, so it doesn't matter what you use. KC2WI.
Well, that really does sound interesting, Pete. I'm going to try to make that get with you sometime, figure out a time or when you're going to do that and make it a point to come down if I can. It really does sound interesting. I don't, the old laptop I have, I don't think it would be any good, but it'd be interesting just to see how you go about it and how it's done and something new. I'm always open to learning something new, so that sounds great. All right, thanks again for the comment. Anyone else like to comment or check in at this time?
Yeah, I'll make another comment. Well, we're going to have a Northern New York Amateur Radio Association Northern New York Section meeting. It's going to be Saturday, October 25th. In Lake Pleasant, at the Lake Pleasant Fire Department, starting at 10 o'clock. If you want directions in the GPS coordinates, you can go to the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association website, nnyara.net, and it gives you the information.
starting about 10 o'clock, and we're going to have sort of a meeting and a swap fest. We had real good luck at the summer picnic with people bringing stuff, so we're going to do that. And then kind of digital workshop. So you're welcome to come to that. But the other thing is, you know, just get on the internet, and actually you can go to nnyara.net and go to the emergency communications page. I can't remember. But actually, if you just Google, you know, download FL Digi or something like that, you go to the guys at W1, I can't remember. But there's, you know, you do a search on FL Digi, you'll find it real quick. And you download the software, you know, the installer for whatever computer you have, and you run it. And it will run on just about any computer. I haven't tried it on any real old ones yet, but it runs just fine on my Dell Mini 9, which is, you know, Windows XP, and it's got a little Intel Atom processor, and I think it's got 512 RAM, and it's got an 8 gigabyte solid state drive, so, you know, it's nothing fancy. And it'll run on a Pentium 3, whatever, so whatever you have, as long as it's, you know, running, as long as Windows is working, it should run on it. KC2WI.
Okay, B. Well, I'm going to work on that. That sounds interesting and something new to try. And I've got on mine, I think I've got Vista, so it should work. Well, we'll give that a shot, see what I can do with it, and I'll let you know how it works out. Okay. Anyone else like to comment or have queries or late check-in? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service, Matt. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, 73s and those that listened. Thank George, Jeff, and Pete. 73 to all. N5 of AOW clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Octane currently on a 145.17. Station 4 Octane coming out, please.
Kilo Charlie 2 Whiskey India, no traffic, over.
KC2WY, hi Pete, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Now, I do have a piece of traffic for you. Are there any other stations for Octan, with or without traffic?
This is
KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
5AOW. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
Jeff, thank you for checking out. Anyone else for Octan?
I doubled with you, N5AOW, no traffic, Mark.
N5AOW, hi Bob, thank you for checking out. Please stand by, I got traffic for you. So we got KC2WI and N5AOW. And also we've got KD2AIT, I already get the traffic down. The other night. Are there anyone else for Octane? We're without traffic. Anyone else for Octane? Okay, let's see here. KC2WI, you ready to copy?
KC2WI.
N5AOW. Okay, very good. This is the Octane report for September. And I'd like to give it to you folks up here on the satellites to check in and support Octane. Here we go. Comet parts routine, KA2ZNZ 10. Liverpool, New York, October 1, break. September Octan report. Stations 932. Stations 932. Traffic 232. Traffic is 232. Sessions 30. 73 break mark, KB2KOJ. End of the counterparts. Does anyone need any fills? Okay, let's see here. KC2WI, you'll be message number 375. 375.
KC2WI, roger, out.
Okay, very good. Then, Pete, thanks for supporting ICANN. N5AOW, number 376.
Okay, Mark, copy that. 376, N5AOW.
Okay, very good. And I thank all you folks for supporting ICANN. And very, very much appreciated. Okay, is there anyone else wishing to sign into ICANN, with or without traffic? Final call before I go check a couple other repeaters.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, high rate, thank you for checking in. I know I gave a report to you the other night. Anyone else for ICANN? Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. I'll say 73 to all. KB2KOJ is clear.